Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, discussing right now Colombia as the gateway to the Darien Gap, now infamous as a tortuous 60 miles of triple canopy jungle up and down, greatly at risk, the young people who traverse it, to reach Panama and then find their way north to the Mexican-Texas to California border and enter the U.S. It's been a story now for 2 years. Reuters is reporting that Panama says the Darien Gap migrants will hit an all-time high this year. The first half indicates that there are more and more people coming through. I note, however, that Colombia is the gateway. And, Professor, Colombia is troubled. Gustavo Petro, who serves one term, that's by constitution, is troubled because of his son, because of admitting to money laundering allegations about his campaign, taking money from outside. At the same time, troubled by the rump gangs that operate in and around the jungles. And then we have the migrants coming through. Is Colombia in a position to, in some fashion, police the border that you must cross in order to get to Panama? Or is that not a story in Bogota?
Well, as you point out, John, there's certainly a number of different interacting and historically based things going on here. First of all, of course, Colombia has long had difficulties due to both narco violence and insurgent terrorist groups in controlling substantial portions of its national territory. Among those include the area on its side of the Darien, which is a very difficult terrain in which what used to be the 57th front of the FARC used to operate, obliging the Panamanian basically Border Control Service sent a front to become a much more militarized area to basically protect against incursions into Panama. Now that is actually somewhat reversed, where what you basically have is a traversing through an area which basically goes from Venezuela across a complex portion of the north of Colombia, Nicocoli, and then into Panama, sometimes by boat, sometimes by land. But certainly the control of that corridor has involved the groups on the Colombian side that have traditionally operated there in illicit fashion, such as, for example, the Gulf Clan, as well as remnants of the FARC and others who have gotten much more involved into the human trafficking and other businesses. So certainly there are issues of control. Whether what happens with that, in part depends on the future of what the Petro government in Colombia calls the Total Peace Plan, is trying to negotiate with these different groups. Although with the exception of a temporary 6-month ceasefire with the ELN that just went into effect, they're really not quite there yet, and certainly not quite there in terms of reestablishing control over some of these areas. And frankly, Petro himself has his own problems now. It was just reported, for example, that some illegal money through his son, who is now cooperating with authorities, may have gone into Petro's campaign, which has added to Petro's woes, not only in pushing total peace forward, but his entire legislative agenda, everything from healthcare reform to pension reform to labor reform, the various other things. And so a lot of difficulties in Colombia right now. And as a matter of fact, it was just a couple of days ago, the head of Panama's migration service actually publicly complained, saying that her name is Samira Gozine, had said that the Colombia is not helping or not doing its part to control these floods of immigrants across the border, something pretty serious when the head of the National Migration Service says something like that. And clearly, the United States has sent in capabilities to try to help both the Colombians and the Panamanians in the border. But again, it's a big problem and a difficult area to cover, even with that help from the U.S.
Center Front is the police force in Panama. And my puzzle about Panama, it appears to be troubled. It's in a presidential election mode, and the leading candidate has recently been condemned by a court for corruption, though I believe, well, I'm not sure. He may or may not be a candidate. Is Panama a country that can be destabilized by the migration story? As you just evidenced, there's dispute on the Colombia border.
Well, there certainly are risks to Panama, but I would say, yeah, Panama is a lot farther away from the brink than some of its neighbors are. As you point out, former President Ricardo Martinelli, way ahead of the rest of the pack in running for Panama's elections next year. Having just been convicted on these corruption charges, what appears to be will happen is that the appeals process for Martinelli will go beyond the election. And so it's likely that Martinelli has a decent shot at winning. And if he wins and then basically put in jail or tries to pardon himself, we'll see what happens there. But in general terms, Panama has done a pretty effective job, essentially. Center Front, with also the help of the Air and Naval Service, Sanan, has been very capable in trying to essentially control the flow. And essentially, what also happens is once people emerge on the north side of the Darien Gap, there is a relatively well organized, using private conveniences but facilitated by the government, system to basically put them on buses and get them through Panama to Costa Rica as soon as possible. So it's remarkable that there are relatively few Venezuelan and other migrants in Panama, despite the record numbers who are crossing, and that's in part by design. They actually set up checkpoints on the Costa Rican side of the border to make sure that once they go over to Costa Rica, effectively they can't easily come back. So one of the dangers is, for example, if Costa Rica or others start shutting down its border, then you start getting a backup into Panama of these migrants. And that could very quickly create a crisis for what's expected to be as many as 400,000 refugees this year, are already more than the entire total of last year combined.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College. I'm John Powell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Emoji moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Amid, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Emoji moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Amid, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.